Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text from the Gospel of St. Mark, it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way, a voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." This is our text. You may be seated. I'd like to tell you today about Steve. A friend of mine met in the seventh grade. It was English class, I remember, and Steve was sitting across the aisle from me in Mr. Kroll's class. Steve was different. He was tall, lanky. He had long hair, kind of blonde, stringy hair, that hung down over his black framed square glasses. Kids were picking on Steve that day. I don't know why, what they were saying, but he seemed distressed. But Steve was one of those kids that didn't fight back. He just sat there and kind of took it. Kind of got me angry. And I don't know what I said to the other kids, something like leave him alone or something. But I'm telling you, that did it for Steve. For the rest of my time in the Croswell, Lexington, Michigan school district, the next 6 or 7 years, Steve was my friend and supporter. You know, kids in that age can be kind of mean to each other, but Steve, I think, was just looking for somebody who took an interest in him. Steve was different, but Steve was a good friend. He was a loyal friend. He was always there. No matter what I was doing, he would say hi to me. If I was singing in a school concert or something, he would come just to hear the choir sing. He would always say hi to me. Steve was different, but Steve was good. Christians are different. We are, as Christians, also human beings with everybody else. We are Americans. We like nice days. We like to be with our families. We like to take vacations from work. Sometimes we enjoy a good basketball game or other event. But around this time, right when it gets to Christmas, things are different for us. While others are focused on shopping and spending and setting the perfect party and making sure everyone has the right experience come December 25th, Christians are primarily concerned with waiting and watching and preparing. And Christians are also filled, in this time that we culturally have turned into a time of anxiety, Christians have peace. Christians are different. John the Baptizer is a good example of the difference that Christians can have. Oh, in his day, there's excitement in Jerusalem. All the people are there. A lot going on there. Where's John? Out preaching in the desert. Not where all the excitement is. Out in Nowheresville. And what kind of designer clothes are made out of camel's hair anyway? I've heard of camel coats, but I doubt they're made out of hair. And what's all this about his nouveau cuisine of grasshopper meat? That doesn't sound very good. Not even chocolate covered. Yes, John is different. On the outside and on the inside. John is the messenger of a movement that is going to rise up and sweep the globe. And John is not the movement himself, but he prepares for the movement. John's movement, rather, God's movement through John, does get results. People came out to hear him in the desert. Of course, I'm sure some came because they were curious to see what this new thing was and why all the people were going out in the desert. But our text says that other people came too. People who wanted something different. Something different that they couldn't get out of the corruption that had taken over the temple in Jerusalem. where the priests would take bribes and do favors for this or that person because of their importance in society. Sure, there was greed at the marketplace back then, just as there is today, people buying and selling and cheating and trying to get ahead and price gouging. We know from that time that there was unrest. There was violence, people rising up here and there in movements against the oppressive Roman government. And certainly there was the worldliness of common people, just as there are today. But some people went out to hear John preaching in the wilderness, tired of the fads that come and go. John offered something different. He said a Messiah was about to appear, a newcomer, who would bring with him a change, a reason, a new purpose for living that would make all these other things irrelevant. These things that people flock to would not be important anymore. That was John's message, a new and different message for many. We Christians seek something different today, don't we? Isn't that what draws us to Christ? Jesus taught us to be different. He said that you are the lights of the world, that we would be lights in shining in the darkness, just as our Christmas tree here draws our attention today as it's up for the first time this year. So we Christians are to be lights and beacons to the world of something new, something different that's not offered in other places. Jesus also said that we were to be salt of the earth. I don't know about you, but why do you put salt on your food? Doctor tells me not to put any on. We put salt and pepper and other seasonings on there to flavor it, to make it taste different, make it a little more exciting, you might think. Just not like that bland old thing that everybody eats. We season it to our taste. So Christians, the followers of Jesus, are to be the salt of the earth, the salt to the world, the flavoring that's different. That's not your average run of the mill. But what is it that is to be different about us as Christians, followers of the Messiah? Well, we look like the rest of the world. We're not like Amish people who kind of locked in a certain moment 150 years ago in fashion, in time, in plain clothes. No, we dress like everybody else, pretty much. We live in houses like everybody else. We drive cars like everybody else. We go to school or work like everybody else. We pay mortgages like everybody else. And unfortunately, we become enmeshed in the corruption of the world like everybody else. And Christians have family conflicts, too. Christians can suffer divorce and family breakup. Christians get cancer. Christians are sometimes overcome momentarily by greed for things and become disappointed because they don't have what somebody else has. Christians sometimes are looking for the easy answers in life. Christians die like everybody else, and their loved ones die too. So on the outside, we might look like the rest of society. But the difference is inside us. The difference is that we admit that we are under a curse in this world. We admit that this isn't how it was supposed to be, with sin and death and conflict in this world and disease. We recognize that the world is broken, like God has said throughout the whole record of Holy Scripture. The world is broken, and we are broken too. The difference is that we Christians see the cause of all this. We call it sin, call it rebellion, but from the time of Eden until today, it is all the same. All have fallen under the curse of the brokenness of the world. All have been affected by this sin, this rebellion. It's all around us, and it's in all of us, inside of us. The scriptures say that all have gone astray like sheep, and that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. It's not everyone except Christians. When the Bible says all, it means all. And the Christian knows that he or she can't claim ignorance about this. Can't claim that, well, we're sinners, but we're not as bad as someone else, for the Lord has told us not to do that. John's audience agreed with his message to repent, for the kingdom of God was coming. They confessed their sins. They were baptized. They knew they needed cleansing. Not once, not just one trip out to the wilderness to see this new preacher, but a continual daily cleansing that only God could offer them. John's hearers knew that, and they came to him. They repented and were baptized. Do we know it? Or was it just something we knew sometime in the past? Do we know the danger of our sin each day? And do we confess it to God? They were different. Are we? They looked not to themselves, but to the Messiah, the Savior who John had preached was coming. Do we look to him today? I love Isaiah here. John breathes his message. He says, every valley will be filled in, and every mountaintop and hill will be leveled and made low. Friends, that's us he's talking about right there. That's you and that's me. It's the mountaintop of our pride that's got to be leveled down. We've got to see ourselves as who we are in God's picture. But then once that happens, we're that valley, we're that one pushed low by the weight of our sin, and Jesus comes to fill us up, to raise us up with his love and forgiveness. We welcome Jesus, but we've got to know how much we really need a Savior. Then we are different. Then Jesus recreates us. He makes us a different person. Rebellious sinners lost in a rebellious world, yes, but now changed into honored guests who stand before him and stand as lights in the world, as salt of the earth. He says to us, you are mine. I declare you to be my holy ones. And the word of the Lord does what it says. We are different. I don't know what happened to Steve after all these years. We've lost touch. Didn't come to our reunion last summer. I remember stopping by one time in high school to pick Steve up for some kind of school function. I could see maybe a little bit why he was different. About got lost finding it out in the woods there by the river. And it was just a trailer there parked, lawn unmowed. I heard that his parents split up not long after graduation. He kind of had to fend for himself there. I don't know if he went to college or what. Don't know what happened to him. But I know he's out there. Steve's out there being different, making a difference in the world. And by faith in Jesus, so are you. Be different. Different is good if different comes because you are looking to Jesus, the Messiah. And he has declared you to be different than the rest of a dying world. In the name of Jesus, amen. And may the peace that passes all understanding guard and keep your hearts to life everlasting.